We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
After the back-and-forth slugfest in Columbus last Sunday, then the 40-23 flurry to overwhelm Iowa down the stretch on Thursday, Saturday's game felt a bit calmer, felt a bit more routine. Michigan never delivered that fatal, overwhelming 5-minute push that completely did in the Hoosiers, but this game never felt in doubt in the second half and really throughout much of the afternoon. It was a business-like effort from a team that encountered what many termed coming in as a potential trap game. And to me, that'll be the lasting memory of this one. You see, this is the first time that this group has encountered a one-day prep. 39 hours separated the buzzer against Iowa and the opening jump against Indiana. Hoosiers were desperate. They had to let back-to-back double-digit leads evaporate against Michigan State and Rutgers. They're on the wrong side of the bubble at this point. They needed this one badly. All that kind of sounds like March, right? I mean, this was Michigan's first such experience, but it will not be its last. This is a team that hopes for a couple of zero-day preps in the Big Ten tournament, followed by 3 1-day preps. There's no doubt this team has the group, has the players, has the opportunity to make all of that a reality, regardless of if they had experience in this format or not. But it doesn't hurt. Michigan didn't play its best basketball. There will be plenty of things to learn from this one, but the Wolverines on a one-day prep, a quick turnaround, and a road trip never got out of sync for an extended period of time. They snapped right back into the proper approach after a couple of emotional wins, and they knocked out a team playing as close to a must-win game as you can have in late February, at their barn, no less. We've known for a while that Michigan is capable of passing any and every test this college basketball season can and will throw at you. But getting a little extra work on a situation you'll absolutely have to experience if you want to reach your goals, well, that's always a plus. 73-57 Michigan over Indiana, 8th straight win in the series for the Maize and Blue. Juwan, Franz, Terry, and I break it down here on Defend the Block.
We're talking Michigan basketball. Welcome to Defend the Block, where we'll take you inside the basketball programs with interviews, analysis, and so much more. Now, here's your host, Brian Bush.
Let's start with the ramifications. Michigan takes care of business. Illinois holds off Wisconsin. So, as it stands right now, assuming that the Big Ten does do what everyone expects and goes with win percentage for the Big Ten regular season championship, then the Wolverines' magic number is 1, and they can clinch a Big Ten regular season crown by knocking off the team closest to the Wolverines on Tuesday night in Ann Arbor, Illinois. So, I'm excited about it. Terry and I were talking during breaks and after the game on Saturday. Well, do you want to have Illinois lose and wrap it up today? Do you want to have the opportunity on Tuesday? I mean, we'll take it whatever way we can get it. But I personally, I'm thrilled about the chance to knock off Illinois. I hope Ayo Dosunmu is able to come back and play because, well, he is one of the most fun players to watch in the Big Ten and in college basketball. You want these teams to be at full strength or at least as close as they can be at this point. Teams are banged up once you get into March, to be sure. But it's an opportunity for Michigan to lock down a Big Ten championship against a team that is very, very good in its own right, a team that still is technically in the hunt, and a fan base that's been a little chirpy on social media about the whole situation. So I think it's going to be a spicy one coming up on Tuesday in Ann Arbor. In terms of this one on Saturday, well, defensively, we'll talk about that with Juwan Howard right off the top. This Michigan ball club is just so good on that defensive end. And the fact that they have held Iowa and Indiana to sub 60 since that Ohio State game when the Buckeyes netted 87 goes to show you that when this team feels like it needs to make improvements in a certain area, a certain statistic, a certain stretch, they're able to do it because the last two have been outstanding. And in particular, Trace Jackson-Davis had just 5 points against the Wolverines last season in the lone meeting in Ann Arbor, just 10, which ties his season low. He came in as one of two players in the Big Ten, Ayo being the other, that had scored 10 or more in every game, and this was a hollow 10 points. 3 of 12 from the floor. A few of the buckets came in garbage time. Netted just 4 rebounds. Basically, he was at half of his normal production. Comes in better than 20 points a game, 9.5 rebounds, and, well, Michigan flummoxed him all afternoon long. The fact that Michigan gave up 30 points in the paint to Indiana overall, but Trace Jackson-Davis only had 10 points total, not all coming in the paint. Yeah, pretty solid effort on one of the most dynamic players in the Big Ten. Franz Wagner, Isaiah Livers. Much was made about, okay, how are they going to share the basketball? How are they going to work together? Can they both reach their full potential when they're in the midst of the same stretch on the floor? And, well, they've been in that case a lot this season. Well, Wagner, 21, Livers, 16. Love the way Isaiah played in that first half. Shots weren't falling, yet there he was at the first half buzzer, already racking up 8 rebounds. He ends up with 10, netting his 4th career double-double. And again, 37 combined points on 20 field goal attempts. Michigan is so good at distributing, is so good at finding the hot hand, not over-relying on that person. Mike Smith made a few key buckets in this one. Hunter Dickinson, of course, got his. Eli Brooks made a couple of big jumpers. Sean D. Brown Jr. had some opportunities. They didn't fall for him. Those shots will go as the season progresses. Just a balanced attack, to be sure. It all adds up to a Michigan victory and a convincing one. As I said off the top, this one, you never really had to sweat it down the stretch. Michigan had control of this thing, and that's what great teams do against desperate teams. Michigan knocking off Indiana, and the Hoosiers drop to 500. Let's break it all down first with the national champ, Terry Mills.
This was a quick turnaround. First time that this squad has had to deal with a one full day prep in advance of a matchup. You have to bust down to Bloomington. It's a noon tip-off. And this team just continues to roll. They take care of business.
Hey, this team didn't make any excuses, and Coach Howard didn't allow them to make any excuses. That's the schedule. We're going to play it, and we're going to find out what the results is. And you can't fault Michigan's effort. They came out, they fought, they played from played for 40 minutes, in my opinion.
They sure did. Let's give you today's efficient performance of the game powered by DTE Energy. For me, I'm going to give it to Michigan's defense making Trace Jackson-Davis inefficient. 10 points, which is tied for a season low. 3 of 12 from the floor. He's played Michigan twice now and scored a combined 15 points. This is a guy who comes in averaging 20 a game.
Yeah, what a team effort, a team defensive effort. I mean, Michigan done a good job at staying in that scouting report and taking away his tendencies, things that he likes to do. And as I said before, you know, he's a guy that can take over a game just by offensive rebounds and putbacks. And we know how athletic he is, but Michigan just did a good job at staying down, walling up, being strong, and making him take tough shots.
That was our efficient performance of the game powered by DTE Energy. If you want to learn how to be efficient at home like the Wolverines, go to DTEinteractiveHome.com to find out how. Franz Wagner's evolution. It's been fun to watch in his two seasons here, and it seems like he is playing at a level that he has not reached yet. We knew it was there, but it's starting to show itself at the best possible time.
Yeah, and I love the fact that he's aggressive right at the beginning of the ball game now, and now just allowing, you know, hey, the game is going to come to me. I'll get mine as in the flow of the offense. Right now, he's taking the two teams right now, and we kind of expect him to do that game in and game out right now. Just an unbelievable effort by Franz.
Yeah, Michigan with four in double figures. The balance that we've seen, you have Wagner 21, Livers 16. He exploded in the second half. Mike Smith 14 points to go along with three boards and three assists. Hunter 13-7. Just the ways Michigan can beat you. I mean, there were some misses that Sean D. Brown Jr. normally doesn't have that he missed out on. We didn't see Austin Davis dent the scoreboard. He does that consistently. It just comes in a lot of different angles. And when you play like this, I think there were some things Michigan didn't do great, and they still win significantly. That's a sign of a great team.
Yeah, that's a sign of a excellent team, in my opinion. I mean, you look at what Mike Smith did as far as scoring in the first half. I mean, it's almost like he held it down until Isaiah Livers got in the groove. And, you know, hey, give Michigan a lot of credit. They didn't go away from Isaiah. They dialed him up, and he responded in a big way.
There's Terry Mills after the Wolverines knock off Indiana. Let's go to our interview segments, and we start with the head coach of the Wolverines, Juwan Howard.
Coach, let's start about your defensive effort. Trace Jackson Davis, he's been their head of the snake. I know you've used that phrase a lot. How are you able to slow him down and in turn this Indiana team as a whole?
Trace is very, very tough. One of the best ball players in the Big Ten. Skillful. To be such a young guy, competes. It was challenging. We just try to make every catch tough, which is challenging. Do some zone, just to try to be a little bit disruptive and also to preserve some energy with our guys, knowing that it was a quick turnaround after playing in less than 48 hours. With that being said, our activity was beautiful to watch. Our guys understood that, you know, the big goals of, you know, what's in front of us, and, you know, how every possession matters when you are playing against a Big Ten opponent. And every game you're going to play, no matter who you play, it's going to be very good, competitive, tough teams in this league. And that's the team that we face today. Indiana is a very tough, well-coached, well-balanced team.
Yeah, Coach, Mike Smith had an exceptional game, in my opinion. He had five of your 11 turnovers. Would you say that that's probably due to something that you've always alluded to and continue to work on throughout the season? Is that due to trying to go for home run plays?
You know, we have to, of course, keep our turnovers lower than 10. And there were some plays that was made that, you know, it was trying to make threading the needle or making the right play. But, you know, give Indiana credit. They did a really good job of playing passing lanes and being disruptive. But we'll go back and look at the film and see how we can improve in that area. And it's not just, you know, Mike, you know, I have to take a large role in that too. So I take my responsibility as well, put them in that spot.
Isaiah in that first half did not have a whole lot going offensively. The shot wasn't falling yet. He comes up with eight boards in the first half. Then in the second half, he gets that shot going. Where have you seen his growth in terms of being able to kind of let the game come to him and not worrying if a few shots don't happen to go down?
You know, that is a high IQ player that has an understanding of the game of basketball because he loves basketball. But he also understands, like, you know, what his role is and what's asked of him. And so by being a 40-minute ball game, you know, maybe you might not be, you know, in the beginning of the game, you could be the guy with the hot hand, or he may have taken some open shots and it did not go in. But if you stay the course, which he did, good things will happen. Same went for, you know, when we played against Iowa. Franz had the hot hand in the beginning. And then Zay, you know, he wasn't trying to force anything like he did not try to do today. Just allow the game to come to him.
Yeah, Coach, you give up 30 points in that painted area, and if you were to tell me that Trace Davis Jackson was only going to have six of those, I wouldn't want to believe it, but is that a testament to your defense?
Trey is a problem, but you know, he has a guy by the name of Thompson that's very mirrored and similar to him. A guy who could score on the inside, also very physical in there and skillful. But then there were times that I thought we could have did a better job of really keeping our man in front. There was too many blow-bys, especially particularly in the first half. And that's something that, you know, I stressed and had timeout where, you know, we got to do a better job of protecting the paint and not, allowing guys to just blow by us and get downhill. They weren't going to stop. You saw it in the second half. Indiana, they have some very skillful guards that can really attack. And give Fantasy credit, man. He was, really causing a lot of problems with that ball in his hand. And also, Christian did a really good job of attacking too.
Lastly, Coach, got to bring up Franz Wagner again. Back-to-back games of 21 points. And in that first half, his aggressiveness, going to the basket, drawing fouls, and taking advantage at the line. What'd you see from him, especially in that first half? He seemed like he was the most aggressive player on the floor.
Franz is, he understands that the game is now starting to slow down to him. And not saying it's just now, it has been that way, this season. The first like five games, everyone was talking about, where's Franz Wagner? He's not being aggressive. But Franz knows that it's a long season and, he's going to be a guy that we're going to count on his offensive production. And, as you see, game by game, he started to get more comfortable and the game started to slow down and it wasn't more just about being effective offensively. It was about how can I impact the game on both sides of the floor, and that's what he has embraced. And I labeled him, and it is true, he's a two-way player. He's an excellent defender and he also is an excellent offensive player that, in my opinion, has proven that he's one of the best players in this conference.
How'd that voice hold up?
My voice is not holding up pretty good, as you can hear. If you eliminate the mask, it's going to sound somewhat similar because of all the yelling I've been doing back when we played Iowa at home. And then now, a quick turnaround, less rest. I'm starting to sound like my man Tom Thibodeau.
Yeah, Coach, lastly, how do you keep your players in the moment? We've both played at a very high level and, people – kind of look at it now and say, hey, Michigan's got an opportunity to clinch the Big Ten. And, if Wisconsin beat Illinois or whatever. And I said during the broadcast, man, those scenarios never work out. You've got to take care of your business. And I kind of remember Coach Fisher used to be like, well, if Wisconsin beats Northwestern and then Indiana beats. And I used to be like, that's not working. Ain't nobody helping us out.
I'm laughing because, I've had coaches the same way, man. They give you all these different scenarios, man. And I'm like, I get, tone deaf, man. Like, I don't want to hear this. And it's another word that I use. It starts with an S. And so, how I do it with our guys, man, I don't get into all this scenario crap, man. I go into game by game. That's how we approach it. We're in a one-game series, each game that we play. And we're not looking ahead to our opponents. We're not looking ahead to who's going to crown their champion or whatever like that. We let the chips fall where they fall at the end, but take it one game at a time. It's more important to know that we have team goals, and they haven't been accomplished yet. We have a lot of season to be played, but we know, like I said earlier, I'm not even looking forward to our next opponent until when we land in Ann Arbor. Right now, I'm just going to enjoy this victory versus Indiana tonight.
Well, Coach, we appreciate the time. Thank you on behalf of the FCC of calling it the S word, and we'll talk to you on Tuesday.
All right, guys. Take care. Stay safe.
From the head coach to the leading scorer, Franz Wagner, 21 points, 6 of 9 shooting. He had 8 of 8 from the free throw line. Michigan is a team, 17 of 19 from the stripe, and all but one of those free throw makes and attempts came in the first half. Wolverines were aggressive, and Franz was really at the front, as we talked about with Juwan Howard. Here's the sophomore from Germany on his performance. 6'10 Franz Wagner. Terry, can you believe we have 6'10 Franz Wagner? Franz, what was the key for you again today? Back-to-back 21-point performances.
I got to the rim early. I felt good out there, just trying to stay aggressive. I think we moved the ball a little better in the second half. But once you get stopped and you get on a run, I think anything comes a little easier on offense.
Franz, tell me about the defensive game plan and the work that the big guys did on Trayce Jackson-Davis, being able to shut him down. We all know how talented he is.
For sure. The second game in a row that they've been really locked in. Last game with Garza and then tonight with Rayce Thompson and Trayce Jackson-Davis. I don't know what he shot but from the field, but I think that they did a really good job again trying to take away his strength, and that's how it's got to be. There's a lot of good bigs in the league, so our bigs got to be ready to guard.
Franz, coming into this season, a lot of people wondered how could you and Isaiah still kind of get quote-unquote yours offensively and play with each other. How has that on-court relationship developed over the last couple of years and really over the last few games really gotten to a point where you guys can both go off in stretches and take this team to the next level?
I think it's just part of staying aggressive. Nobody on this team cares who gets the points at the end of the day. I think we play really well when we share the ball and kind of help each other. And whoever scores the ball, I remember Ohio State, it was Johnny that hit a lot of big shots. So next game, it might be Mike or Eli or Hunter. So I think that's the biggest strength of our team, that doesn't really matter who scores.
Yeah, Franz, if you could take me through this play where Isaiah got a tip dunk. I haven't seen that in his arsenal. Have you seen that? I mean, can you take me through that play? I mean, he showed me something new. I haven't seen that in 4 years.
Yeah, I was a little surprised. I didn't see him run in, and then all of a sudden the ball was in the basket. No, but those type of plays happen when you're locked in and just go play by play, trying to make a play for the team. He was running in trying to get an offensive rebound, and the ball tipped right. And that's how it's got to be, that the ball tips exactly the perfect way. And obviously, great, great athlete that Isaiah is. He got the ball and dunked it.
This was the first time that this team had to go through just a one full day prep. You play Thursday night, you travel Friday, and you play on Saturday. How does that change how you guys handle the preparations for an opponent, and how good of a practice is this for, let's face it, you're going to deal with this a great deal, 1 day or 0 day preps when it comes to postseason time?
Yeah, I mean, that's what we talked about. Obviously it's not easy after such a big game against Iowa to kind of like re-lock in just the next day, really like 10 hours after a game, and it's tough. It's definitely not easy, but I think that's where our coaching staff and our managers can really come in and prepare on us and making sure our minds are right. And that definitely helps to prepare us and then put us in a position to succeed.
Always appreciate the insight, Franz. Great work again today, and we'll talk to you on Tuesday night, all right?
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Let's wrap things up with the highlights from the Wolverines' fifth win in as many tries since that 23-day pause. Been an incredible stretch, and Michigan gets it done again. Here's how it sounded, as detailed by our network host, Rob Joyce.
Time to run through the highlights from this one. Michigan, its only regular season meeting against the Hoosiers, who entered having lost 3 of 4 and in desperate need of a win for its NCAA tournament resume, entering the day at 12-11 overall. And early on, Hoosiers played like it, hitting a couple of three-pointers to take an 8-7 lead at the initial media timeout. So they hit 2 3-pointers in the opening minutes, hit just 2 the rest of the game. But a 6-0 spurt would give the Wolverines their first lead about 5 minutes in, thanks in part to Thursday's hero, Franz Wagner.
Three-quarter court press from the Maize and Blue. And it's intercepted by Wagner. He'll take it inside, lay it up. Yes, and one. Oh, Franz Wagner with a great play against the freshman Trey Galloway. and Wagner takes it to the rack, lays it in, has one more coming at the stripe.
Off a big game against Iowa on Thursday, Wagner a monster early today. 10 points in the opening 8 minutes for Franz. It had Michigan up a couple of scores at the midway point of the half, 22-18. Indiana, to its credit, solid offensively, especially in the early going, making 8 of its first 16 shots to hang around. Had a few chances to tie it, but missed some free throws, and that allowed Michigan to build the lead back up.
Backing down against Thompson. Will he go to that fadeaway? Up fake, fades, a hook shot blocked. Livers got it back. Underhand leave for Smith. It zips it inside Dickinson, who stuffs and one coming. There is a poster rebuttal from Hunter Dickinson, Michigan by 6.
Trace Jackson.
Yeah, that's a momentum builder right there.
Trace Jackson, Davis, an and one dunk on one end over Dickinson, but he missed the free throw that would have tied it. Hunter comes down, does the same thing to Jackson Davis, and does make the free throw. So instead of a 22-22 game, Michigan rips off 10 unanswered, leads by 11. First half lead peaked at 13. Wolverines will go into the locker room up 42-33. To open up the second, it was a three-point contest. Back-to-back-to-back triples for the two sides. That includes a couple from Isaiah Livers out of halftime. Then Archie Miller called an early timeout, and it didn't cool Livers any.
Livers feeded in, high block left. Dickinson backing down against Thompson. Three dribbles. Gives it left wing. Livers another three. Another make! Isaiah's got all 9 for Michigan in half two. Wolverines up 13.
1 of 6 shooting in the first half. Livers 3 for 3 from beyond the arc. Out of the locker room, it's 51-38 Wolverines at the under 16 timeout. And that's a precarious time of the game. Indiana, they either tried to stay in it or Michigan could have pulled away, and signs of the latter were coming.
53-42, entry pass toward Jackson Davis, intercepted. Livers up ahead. Wagner one-on-one, euro step, finger roll is good. Oh, that was beautiful from the German Franz Wagner. Michigan by a Bakers does it again.
That part of a 6-0 run, Wagner had 4, Dickinson a couple to extend the lead to 15, and then Isaiah Livers takes to the sky. Today's call of the game brought to you by the sports medicine experts at Michigan Medicine.
Shot clock was expiring. They say he got it off, got his own board. Left wing now, Wagner a 3. Barely grazed iron. Davis comes up with a third chance. Right side, Livers at the point. Brooks got his man up on an up fake. Finds a wide open Sean D left corner for 3. No. Tip up jam. Isaiah Livers. Michigan by 17. Timeout, Indiana. They needed it desperately.
A double-double for Isaiah Livers. 16 and 10. Highlighted by that putback jam that forced an Archie Miller timeout. That's today's call of the game brought to you by Michigan Medicine. Learn how U of M's sports medicine experts can help you stay in the game at uofmhealth.org/sportsmedicine. An 8-0 run spanning 3 minutes. Archie Miller, he couldn't wait for that media timeout. 59-42 Wolverines with 11:30 to play. The timeout by Miller did work a little bit. IU answered a couple of quick buckets out of that break, but midway through the half, the lead was still 15, and it would never really get closer than that. It lived in that 14-16 point range for the next few minutes, and that includes a couple of late takes from Mike Smith.
9 on the shot clock. Smith backpedals. Gives it the point to Dickinson. Lost the handle near the center circle. Quick double team. Shuffles over to Smith. He'll drive all the way. Spin in the paint. Floats it up. Banks it home. With 2 on the timer. Michigan by 16. Oh, you love to see it after 28 seconds of, huh?
Nice day offensively, scoring-wise, for Mike Smith. 14 points on 4 of 5 shooting, and that one essentially ended it. Indiana didn't make a field goal in the final 5 minutes. Only a couple of free throws in the dying moments of garbage time spared them from going scoreless in the final 5. And the magic number down to 1. Michigan takes care of its business. 73-57 on the road over the Hoosiers.
So there you have it. Michigan improving to 18-1, magic number of 1 to clinch the best win percentage in the Big Ten this regular season. And that opportunity to lock it down comes up Tuesday night in Ann Arbor, Michigan and Illinois at 7 o'clock. Our pregame coverage begins at 6:30. Hope you can join us along the network from 7 to 8 on Monday night for Inside Michigan Basketball. We'll have the archive with some of the best of segments from that show here on the podcast feed as well. That's it for me, Brian Bush. For Franz Wagner, Juwan Howard, and Terry Mills, thank you so much for listening, and go Blue.
Thanks for listening to today's edition of Defend the Block, part of our Michigan Athletics Podcast Network, MGo Blue Podcasts. The preceding is a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.